Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. As businesses shut down worldwide, ad spending is declining, and Cohen & Company analysts estimate Google net revenue will now be $127.5 billion for the year, $28.6 billion less than previous estimates. Facebook is now estimated to make $67.8 billion on the year. That's $15.7 billion less than previously estimated. Both companies, however, are still expected to be profitable. Facebook reported a weakening in its ad business Tuesday as traffic increases in non-monetized services like messaging. Cohen also estimates Twitter revenue will be 18% lower than previously expected, Spotify 30% lower. Overall, Cohen estimates U.S. ad revenue to fall 11% year over year in 2020. Google's redesigned podcast app is now available to all on Android with three new tabs: Home for your feeds, Explore to find new shows, and Activity, which shows you your listening habits. Google also launched its podcast app for iOS. Activity will sync across both platforms. Safari for macOS, iOS, and iPadOS now blocks all third-party cookies by default. Third-party cookies are set by domains that aren't the same as the page you're visiting. This prevents cross-site request forgery attacks and cross-site tracking. Safari also now limits websites' scripts to storage for 1 week. The WebKit team behind the change will report results to the World Wide Web Consortium. Chrome plans to make a similar change for 2021. Workers have tested positive for COVID-19 at 9 Amazon warehouses, including distribution facilities near Oklahoma City, Louisville, Houston, Jacksonville, and Detroit, and facilities on Staten Island, New York, Wallingford, Connecticut, and Moreno Valley, California, which is east of Los Angeles. Amazon employs a total of 750,000 people in the United States and says it has increased sanitization efforts, limited face-to-face meetings at its warehouses, and staggered break times to promote social distance. Microsoft announced it's pausing all optional non-security updates for Windows and server products starting in May. This means the so-called C&D updates that usually arrive in the third and fourth week of a month. Google paused non-security updates to Chrome last week and said it will skip version 82 of Chrome entirely. Microsoft is also delaying the scheduled end of service date for Enterprise Education and IoT Enterprise Editions of Windows 10 from April 14th to October 13th. Those devices will receive security updates for the next few months. Dell now supports the ability to make an iPhone screen show up on your Dell PC using Dell's Mobile Connect app. You can control the phone's screen using mouse and keyboard and drag and drop photo and video files between the phone and the PC. Android users have been able to do this with Mobile Connect for a while and now can use their Dell PC to send MMS files from smartphones. Samsung shipped the first million 10-nanometer grade DDR4 DRAM modules based on an extreme ultraviolet process. That technique improves scaling to give you better RAM performance, shorter development time, and better yields. Mass production of the ultraviolet-made RAM is expected sometime in 2021. An internal memo from Apple retail chief Deirdre O'Brien says the company expects it will be able to reopen Apple stores sometime in the first half of April. It was not clear which stores or which countries. O'Brien said Apple will extend its work-from-home arrangements through at least April 5th and reevaluate weekly by region. As India heads into lockdown, Vivo, Opportunity, and Samsung announced they will pause production at their factories there until March 25th. LG will pause production until March 31st. Xiaomi and Motorola also announced pauses. This is similar to the pauses seen at Foxconn and other manufacturers in China, while systems were put in place to sanitize equipment and prevent infections. India's Flipkart paused all shopping on its website and mobile app Wednesday as India began its 21-day nationwide lockdown, and delivery drivers from Flipkart, Amazon, and Alibaba's Big Basket all reported instances of being stopped by police while trying to conduct deliveries. Flipkart has now resumed deliveries after receiving government assurances of the safety of its delivery staff. Alibaba says it's working with authorities to allow movement of its Big Basket personnel and vehicles. MIT researchers plan to publish an open-source design for a low-cost respirator on the MIT Emergency Ventilator Project, or EVENT, website. The motorized device uses a motor to compress widely available bag valve masks. The designs are waiting for emergency approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. If the design proves safe and effective, it could be used as a backstop when full ventilators run out or in remote areas without access to ventilators. The government of Singapore is making its Trace Together app source code freely available to developers around the world to use and modify. Trace Together can identify people who have been within 2 meters of infected patients using Bluetooth. Volunteers from Amazon, Alphabet, Apple, MongoDB, Cloudflare, and other tech companies work closely with epidemiologists to launch a virus tracking website in 6 days. COVIDNearYou.org asks people to voluntarily share whether they have symptoms, whether they've had a flu vaccine, as well as their gender, age, and zip code in order to help public health groups better understand the spread of the virus. Data collected will only be shared with the health groups, not with tech companies. Finally, the World Health Organization is partnering with multiple tech companies, including Facebook, Microsoft, Twitter, WeChat, Slack, Giphy, TikTok, and Pinterest, for a hackathon to develop software to help fight against COVID-19. Build for COVID-19, as the hashtag is called, will accept project submissions Thursday through Monday, and top projects will be announced April 3rd. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, you can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Go to dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.